Thank you very much. Just to cope with two issues. One is about digital connectivity. I would have thought what we should be saying is, rather than being specific about Wi-Fi, we should just make the principle clear that digital connectivity is really important wherever, and assume that that stands for 20, 30 years, and that we'll still be in the digital age in 2050. I think, you know, we need to distinguish between signage and facilities. Signage in stations can be very important, but even more important is a general presumption about facilities. And to me, one of the general presumptions about facilities I would make is that every international hub station you are in should have connectivity, should have access to digital services. And I'm not just really thinking of mobile phone connectivity, but I'm thinking about a PRM aspect. My Belgian colleagues in EPF made this case very strongly, and I guess there's a debate going on in Belgium at the moment about what they call hearing rings. I think that's what in English I would call a hearing loop, so that when you are, if you're hard of hearing, in any station you go to, there is a facility for giving you audio instructions into a hearing aid. And I think that's what meant by hearing loop or inductive mechanisms for when you go to a ticket office to buy a ticket. Many stations, in my experience, have something that amplifies the voice of the guy behind or the girl behind the screen. But it's just building in that general assumption of connectivity, I think, is really important. And I think it's really important on two counts. One is it's inclusive, and I think inclusivity should be one of the core principles we emphasize. And secondly, it overcomes the problem that's going to get greater as we move away from printed documents. I can't remember who it was who said, someone said that they have moved away from printed posters because because they need updating and get out of date and so on. I think we just really need to be very strong, making the case that if we're going to move to a more digital age, then we really have to accommodate in all locations. I want to make a second point, though, which is, I think I made it actually, so I'm just looking back at my notes. In my presentation, I showed a slide which was fairly illegible, but which I took from the slide pack produced by some consultants who undertook some research for Transport Focus, which really tried to trace the different information requirements as you move through a station, from getting to the entry point to a station to actually getting onto the platform. And the issue I understood them to making was twofold. Firstly, provide the right information at the right time in your journey through a station. So when you arrive, it's seeing that main screen that shows you roughly the state of the train service. And when you get to the platform entrance, it's a screen that reminds you, reassures you, this is the train you wanted to catch and you're in the right place. So I think what I took from that is two things. One is information needs to be dynamic as you progress through the premises of a station. It needs to be attuned to your needs at a particular moment in the station path, as it were. The second thing I took from that, the second thing I took from that was don't overload, make the information dynamic as you go, and I think I've said enough. So thank you very much. Sorry to do a Biden.